Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Your second hour of Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hey, Peter. In the next time, in a second here, we're going to play the intro from our amazing talent here. Do you have that real quick?
Let me get it up. Yeah.
Okay, like Peter's intro, by the way.
Yeah, that was good, too. And, you know, we have a top agent, but she's a writer, and we're super excited to bring her aboard in just a second here. And Donna, hold on the line for a second. Are we ready, Peter?
We are ready.
All right. Listen to this real quick. I love this intro. Thank you so much, David.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Oh, that's cool.
This man's going to be making a lot of money pretty soon with all this
talk show host.
I know. Peter, you want an intro too, like that.
I like his voiceovers with the Joker and stuff like that. I love all that stuff. He's great. He's really talented. This guy is really talented. So.
I know. Well, you know, it's a 7 o'clock hour. Hollywood Connections, we have a record label in the house. We have Creed Warner from Glory Sound Studios. And we have Donna on the line from Famous Faces. Hello, Donna.
Hello, Dawn. It's been forever, and I love your introduction.
Isn't that cool? That's the talent that we're sending you from CVF Productions and, of course, me.
Perfect.
Awesome. So, Donna, you've been with Famous Faces for how long?
I originally started with them back in 1990, and then I've been back now for about 15, 16 years, which is hard to believe.
Wow. And, you know, even the owner, he started out, Paul Levine, he started out with Warner Brothers back in the days, and he's got just a history. I mean, I saw your vault, and there's, like, all these movies, and he's got screenplays, and the man's amazing.
Right. Thank you. Yes, he is. And he's had Famous Faces for about 35 years now.
Right.
So. Well, but he worked for United Artists as well as Warner Brothers.
Yeah. I know I have to take Paul and Creed Warner here. Say hi to Creed Warner with Glory Sound Studios.
Hi, Creed.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, Donna, you also are a writer. You know, I didn't realize, besides being so talented as an agent, you've been writing for a lot of the local newspapers. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, I started writing when I was 15 years old. I wanted to meet the Beatles, and the following year I did. I was the youngest person to attend their Atlanta press conference. And I tripped over the wires. Oh, it was crazy time, but I had a blast. And especially when John Lennon's picking you up off the floor. I'll never forget that.
Oh, yeah,
but,
for sure.
No, I've written for a lot of the dailies and, you know, the weeklies. I'm writing for a round town newspaper right now. A matter of fact, on Friday, I'm attending a press conference with Burt Reynolds.
No way.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Wait a second. Bert owes me an interview. There's like three times that I try to get an interview with
him. Well, I got permission. You should come down, and I can talk to you off the air tomorrow if you want to.
If you can drive down
and attend this press conference.
Wait, what day is it?
It's going to be Friday night.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this Friday, like tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not tomorrow. Don't rush it.
Tomorrow's Thursday, Dawn.
I know. This weekend. Well, that's a lazy river in me. You know, too much relaxation there on that lazy river.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that. What lazy river did you go?
Oh, my God. Splash Harbor. Right here in Indian Rocks Beach. The best little spot. And just travel down that lazy river. Listen to Jimmy Buffett music.
I love it. I fall off the inner tube.
It's only 2 feet of water, though.
3 feet.
Well, I still fall off of it.
Whatever.
But no, Donna, you know, Deborah over at CVF Productions, we're very excited to work with you. When I had a meeting with Paul, and to take talent from CVS and Hollywood Connections over to you as a SIG agency, under an independent contracting license. And Paul said we could say that. And we are super excited. So you're going to be getting a lot of emails, or I'll be sending you some emails saying, so-and-so sending you an email. They're from us.
Perfect. And we're also looking for models, too, now.
Very cool. And now, you know, because she gets the breakdown, she has it in this area as well. Right, Donna?
Yes.
There you go. See, that's super cool. Perfect. And what about voiceover work? Because I do have a gentleman here. His name is David, and he does voiceover work. And do we have anything on the voiceover on his flash drive that you can just play? You know, just we're going to say hi to I'm going to give you my headsets and just say hi to Donna real quick. Okay. Just we're going to switcheroo here. Yeah, just switcheroo.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm really excited, hoping that we can work together in some fashion.
I hope so, too. Perfect.
I was able to create the little commercial today, as a matter of fact, so it was a nice, you know.
Quick. I loved it.
Did you really? Excellent, you know. So, you know, I'm not the... In a world where things go wrong. I don't know if I could do that. Oh, here we go. Here comes one of the demos, which is kind of three demos in one.
Okay.
Luke, I am your father. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. Deep in the heart of the southeastern United States lies the small, quaint town of Sweetwater, Tennessee. Unbeknownst to outsiders, residents here hide a terribly ghastly and extraordinary secret.
Follow the magic to Jumpstart, the online theme park where kids rule. You can race your friends, rock out with the band, and even soar through the sky on a dragon. At Jumpstart, anything can happen. Play free at playjumpstart.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please strap yourself in securely as we will be encountering today's best music shortly.
DJ Kemet anew. Ready to dance.
You're listening to the very best in smooth jazz. 93.9 FM, Miami Beach.
Start your day with Cletus, Dave, and Veronica. It's time for the greatest country hits on Tampa Bay's country music station. WQYK 99.5 FM.
The universe is safe.
David Van Sykes is back.
Hang on. It's going to be a wild ride.
WES, yes I am,
is here.
Serving our audience as citizens, not consumers, in this new digital democracy.
What? You recording your voice?
Kate, pal.
What do you think, David?
I would like to think it is many things.
King with a thousand voices.
Well, hello there.
Hey, it's Boo Boo Boy.
The universe needs you.
When I heard his voice for the first time.
Go on.
I knew that Serbia has a future.
I hate that guy.
You mean Alec?
Yes, sir.
What about him?
They cut me off from my last job and made me lose over $500,000.
Jeez.
Real, honest.
He always has.
More energy.
Is our friend and brother.
Our brother and friend.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Did I totally show my insanity? I mean.
Yes, you did. It's perfect.
I hope that there might be something. Do you think that there's something for a voiceover guy like me?
Oh, God, why not? By all means.
All right.
By all means. That was cool.
Very
that,
good.
That was really cool.
Donna, it's Creed. That smooth jazz one was out of this world. That was awesome.
You're listening to smooth jazz.
I like the horror one, though.
Oh, you like
the
that
horror one?
I like that one, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, this is all that I do at my own home. For I mean, there's a lot of people who have to go to studios and do this, and I said, nah, I'm a kind of do-it-myself kind of person, so I set myself up with kind of top-notch equipment with the help of another voiceover artist who lived locally. So I'm all set up. I mean,
It's pro. It's definitely pro.
Thank you.
I wouldn't know that was done at home. And you know, I get a lot of demos and stuff in at the studio that I know I can totally tell that it's homemade. Oh. Like it was done like in their cousin's closet or something. But no,
no,
that stuff was great.
Perfect.
That was great.
Sorry. That was perfect.
It was. It was definitely
now,
perfect.
Now, let me ask you this, too. Do you sure. deal with any kind of, situation with the music? Because I'm a singer, songwriter, and musician.
Oh, we deal with everything at our agency.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Definitely everything.
Bug extermination and all that?
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we really do need that.
Well, this is Florida. They're everywhere.
You can say, You could say, David's bugging me. Get the can out. Raid.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the first time I moved to Florida, I saw one of the palmetto bugs, which is in the roach family. They were so big, I went to the trunk of the car and got a leash. You could put them on a leash. You'd walk them down the street.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's hilarious.
But I'm very excited to hopefully work with you, Donna, and
me too.
Absolutely, and so I'll jump at pretty much anything, you know, because this is the entertainment business, and it is a business. But I'm definitely, got to get up and go, and I think sometimes it got up and went. But I'm here, and we're doing this, so I want it.
But just so you know, even though you do want to do only voiceovers or whatever,
right.
You still need those photos.
That's
they
right.
Still and require those photos for the voiceover.
Now, what I'll do is, as soon as I get home, and I'll jump on the old computer and turn on the light switch, make the kitty cat run in the squirrel cage, I'll be able to send you those pictures, the resume, and a couple of demos.
Perfect.
Excellent. Okay. Perfect. This is great. Thank you so much, Donna.
Wave to her.
Thank you.
I'm going to wave. Hello. And now that you've seen me, you're running away screaming, I know.
I don't have it on.
Oh, God.
No,
I don't have it on.
From here.
So we're just waving at no one.
We're waiting. You can go back and look at it later.
That's okay.
Hey, Donna, this is Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you finally. I've heard so much about you. Madeline.
You. It's all lies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't tell you any of the good stuff that she said then. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
But Madeline and I, we own our own IMDb-rated TV miniseries called The Madeline and Mommy Show, which is currently on YouTube. And I have been in this business for 45 years. I grew up a child model actress. And back in the day, we didn't even have computers. And
I know. I wish we didn't now either.
Well, there are days that, it'd be nice just to throw the cell phone out the window.
It's so different than when I started doing this.
It is.
With the computers.
But we have so much more access to everything. I mean, it's just so easy to send your portfolio via email as opposed to hitting the pavement and carrying your portfolio in hand. Each image is $10 to print out, which is going to go directly into the paper shredder.
Right.
And so, we're skipping that whole part of the equation, which is amazing. And my daughter, Madeline, she started out in New York, in Manhattan, doing runway training and fashion shows for Fashion Week at age 4. And what an opportunity for a 4-year-old. When I was 4, I was raised in a hair salon, but I couldn't even imagine going to New York and doing all of that at age 4,
Right.
But I grew up in a very musical family. I took a lot of vocal and instrument lessons, and my stepfather's a piano teacher, and so I grew up in a very musically inclined family. And this is just all this entertainment stuff has been in my blood for my whole life. And so now my daughter Madeline, she's dragging me around, and we're doing it again. So we're really excited to have
now.
Madeline. She's 8 years old. You want to say hi? Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Madeline's got a lot of acting experience. Her resume is probably bigger than mine, and she's been in this business now since she was, 3 years old she started. So, and she's 8 now. But
As long as she's happy doing it.
Well, that's the thing. And she loves what she does. And that's what I say. Like, sometimes she's dragging me around because I have...
Well, when you're a child, the mothers take them to the pageants and everything.
Yep.
The kids have to want to do this.
Yep.
You can't force
them. And we've experienced so many that are unhappy. And they're not, they're there because their parents are living precariously through them. And it just doesn't work out for them. So.
No.
But this seems to be what she likes to do. Her passion is acting, but she's done pageants, and she's done a lot of modeling. and a lot of boutique modeling and commercials and stuff like that. So we're really excited to have you as our new agent.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So
well, looking forward to getting all your material.
Yes, I know. I've got to get it out to you tomorrow, I promise.
Well, perfect. Donna, I'm going to do a put you on the spot as well. I'm making you a part of my show.
Oh, God, here she goes again.
Excuse me?
Hola, Miss Senorita. I want to be a part of Hollywood Connections.
Oh, wonderful.
So that is my plan because we go way back. And you remember, I got to tell a story real quick, Creed. This is really funny. When I had an audition at your place, and the film director still keeps in touch with me, it's so funny. I went in and he said to me, you know, great read and everything after I was done. So I had Dawn dishwashing liquid in a little baggie, you know, real cute little real designer thing. And then I had Reese's peanut butter cups, right? And so he said, Dawn, I never forgot your name, Dawn Reese, because you gave me that. And I think I got the part because I now has clean dishes.
That's absolutely hilarious. No. That's so funny.
So anyways, Donna, tell us, what do you do for your free time? What is your fun things that Donna does?
What is my fun things? Well, my free time, well, I'm at the office every day. I play games on the computer. Geez.
Oh. that's a secret to agents. I have seen that happen. Yeah.
You know, it sort of relaxes me. I watch the shows that I like to watch on TV. And you know, I still write. I review go out to review shows and everything.
So, wow.
You know, in the season. And doing I still do my interviews. And what you don't know about me, Dawn.
Yes.
I was a contestant on The Price is Right. You don't know about
that. Oh, Ellen. Oh, what did
I'm
you
going
win?
To see The Price is Right live in October next month. Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
When are you going to that?
No. When you
Jerry Springer is the host of it.
Jerry Springer. When are you going?
Hold on.
Go to the site. Go type in Price is Right Live on Facebook.
I know Price is Right Live, but which month are you going?
It's in March and then in May again, right?
Well, you're in the Tampa area.
Yeah, we're going to the one in Orlando.
Oh, you're going to the one in Orlando. Well,
so that's
one
in May.
At Ruth Eckert Hall, April 3rd and 4th with Todd Newton.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to see because we were planning on going to the one in Orlando, but if it's right
and
at Ruth
Todd
Eckert.
Todd is phenomenal, and I know Todd. He's also going to be in Melbourne, I think.
I'm such a big Jerry Springer fan, though. Oh my God. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Well, you won't be until they hit you with a folding chair.
I know.
Or throw cake at me or something.
Donna, hold on a second. I have another VIP that's traveling right now, Andrew, with the gift of the heart. And Andrew, hold on a second.
Hi, Andrew.
Sure.
Yes, Andrew has John Schneider in his movie from The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also Austin St. John that was on last week, one of the Red Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And he's been here. And Andrew, where are you traveling from?
Well, actually, now I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
And
that's your...
Oh, yeah. I love Nashville.
I've been up to Savannah, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky. I'm now in Nashville, and I'll be heading back to Orlando on Friday. So
there
I will
go.
Be back in town, but we have three different people looking at funding the film as we speak because of my travels and my discussions. So we've got a lot of great things happening, and I'm looking forward to getting back and having a little bit of a rest and getting to work on the Actors Jam session the 1st and 2nd of April down there in your neighborhood.
Right. Actually, he's teaching a workshop. And then Donna, I have Donna on the phone from Famous Faces. She's a top agent and writer. And Donna, I have an idea, a couple things that I want to run by you. And then after the show, as I'm bringing you to the show that I told you on the air.
Yeah, wow.
Because I love you. And, you know, with your writing, you know, and your guests that you have, how about that you interview Burt Reynolds and you airplay it with us? Or you have him call in?
I don't know what they can do. We can do that, but we will see what we can do because I've got a lot of people, you know.
Donna, I'm going to send you my media credentials as well. So,
okay.
And then we can start having interviews with you on the air with all these great people and then your talent as well.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Now, Andrew, now real quick, because maybe you could do a write-up on Andrew because he's got a movie called The Gift of the Heart and he's raising money for his film and
mm-hmm.
he's on tour right now. So, Andrew, you're going to say hello to Donna.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing great.
So that's another Hollywood connection. You two are going to connect after the show. So, and Andrew, give your website, thegiftoftheheart.com, right? I gave
it. A gift of the heart.com.
Learn about the film and see the trailer. A gift of the heart.com. I like the title.
Correct, and we're
you could have
forwarding a lot of our
movie.
Net profits to kids with cancer. So we actually
Oh, great!
Oh, Andrew, I have another idea. Hold on a second. Uh-huh. Let's play Creed's song for. I want you both to hear this. Let's play like the beginning of that new song that he just did. Can we have it in two movies? Maybe.
I don't know. I think I'm contractually bound, Don. But
yeah, I thought Creed said he was going to write a new one.
I appreciate you trying to capitalize on double royalties.
He's smart. I am trying to capitalize on royalties.
That's hilarious.
We'll write you one. We'll write you one for the movie if you don't have a lead soundtrack right now. We've got one that's going to be on a movie. Here it is right now.
Wait, listen to this, Donna. You got to hear this. And Andrew, hold on.
There's so many. They've come with needs and seek your grace. Witness mercy and your touch. See your love fill up this place. They're all standing, but I sit still. It's not because I can't feel. I need your presence, Lord. Send your healing, Lord. I want to. Washed in the water and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Send your Spirit, Lord, for me, just as I am. Father what you've planted inside of me, undeserving cause I
thank you. Only hear me.
Made a mess.
Am I back up? Okay, so Donna and Andrew, you know, Creed Warner has Glory Sound Studios in Tampa. He's also an A&R record label, and there's been some really great people that I've connected him with and more. He's also going to be a part of the show, I think.
Perfect.
So, Andrew, when you get back, I'm going to hook you up with him. We'll go to the studio.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. Yeah, great idea.
Awesome. So, everybody, and Donna, I will call you tonight. I'm excited to have you aboard with us.
Thank you.
Would that be really cool? Because you have so many amazing writing skills and helping, you know, what you do and you do your passion. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Very cool. And I need an agent now because, you know, my agent passed away. She worked with you guys.
Oh, that was Sherry.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Mary
I know.
Reichert. She was one of the best.
She was. You know, I mean, gosh, I tell you, a Jewish funeral, I want to tell you, by the time we drove all the way across, it was done. It was over. You know what I'm saying? It was like so quick. I know. I drove 4 hours, and then she called me the week before. She's like, get over here. But she was a sweetheart. She had exceptional events, entertainment. And,
right.
But, you know, then she worked with you and Paul, and, you know, now
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, she worked. I worked with Sherry about 8 years together.
I know. And she was so good, you know. And so you're going to represent me. And there's so many things to tell you afterwards, right?
You got it.
Of course.
And Peter Blake, give her your... Wait, hello. Peter, give her your best sports talk. Here we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune in to the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, The Sports Web. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
That is my... Actually, he has a sports show. Yeah, so do you need any sports people?
Oh, we always do.
There you go, Peter. You got an agent.
We always do.
Sounds good.
He'll send everything over. You're going to get a lot of emails.
You got it.
Awesome, Donna. We love you. Thank you for calling
in. Thanks, Donna.
And thank you.
And we'll get you over here on the sailboat. How's that?
That's perfect.
Good.
I'm ready.
We'll make that happen.
Okay.
All right, Donna. God bless. Say hi to Paul for me.
I sure will. Thanks.
All right. So what do you think of my show? This is what I do.
Oh, this is an awesome show, Don.
You know, and this is how I help people.
This is the way Don's getting ready to recruit me. I can see the way this is going.
Oh, yeah.
So, Don, if you're still there, it looks like I'm going to need another agent.
Oh, yeah.
Want to go out to the phone lines again? We got Deborah on the line.
Deborah from CBF. CBF, yes. CBF Productions. And I'll be having a reporter's workshop on April 22nd for new reporters. I have, you know, all my reporters, you know, are on the red carpet, but now they're in films because I put them there.
Hi, Deborah. Awesome.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, everyone. Nice to
Hey, Deborah. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Creed. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi, hon.
Sorry, I missed Donna.
Yes, I know. I didn't know you were on the air. So that's okay. We're phones, but we're booked up, he said. But in the meantime, Donna's going to come over here. We're gonna give her a VIP treatment with the sailboat and the Lazy River.
You bet.
So, Donna, you also have Andrew's classes coming up, and that day is when? For a jam session with a film director.
April 1st and April 2nd will be Andrew's jam session at CVF Productions. We're really looking forward to it.
Super cool. Go to CVFLikeFunProductions.com. And Tuesdays, we actually have callbacks on the 7th and the 14th. Deborah, we're going to start doing more auditions for talent, models, actors, singers, dancers. And we're going to find more talent for Creed as well, singers.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
This is what it's all about. And, you know, Deborah does all the commercials. They have all the cameras. They do commercials all over.
Okay, great.
I know. So, Deborah, you have to go and see Creed this week.
I will. I can't wait to see him. And I'm glad he's back, and I hope he raised all the funds for that wonderful movie, which I understand. Right, Andrew? The proceeds go towards heart?
Towards kids with cancer, yeah. So that's what we're waiting on now. I'm hoping to have some news next week, but we got three different people looking at it. And,
right.
I'll actually be talking to California in about an hour.
And
I'm talking
anyone,
to one of those outlets right now, so we're hoping it'll happen soon.
Yeah, okay. If anyone has heart disease close to your heart, I would say go ahead and donate at agiftoftheheart.com to help this movie launch. I have a little cousin. Her name is Sophia, and she has a pacemaker, and she got it when she was like 4 years old. And she's doing very well, so we need all the funding we can get for that cause.
Yeah, and that's our purpose behind this film, is to not just make a movie, but send a message to the world community that we need to be more compassionate and have some humility and humanity and take our excesses and really try to get it to the people that need the help when they need it most.
Yep, so that's exactly one of the things I teach our actors, our student actors.
Yeah.
You know, in order to be a good actor, you have to be sympathetic, empathetic, and you have to have a heart for the world, not just your little world, but the world at large.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Also,
absolutely.
You know, and I have to
the workshop that I'm going to be doing on the 1st and 2nd, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to learn from somebody that has 50 years worth of experience and has been in every facet of the entertainment industry. So, and, you know that money's going to a good place.
Right.
So, well, come and learn.
You too. We have some other guests in the house, and I have to get to them. But, Andrew, we look forward to having you back. Deborah, I'm going to hook you up with Creed, because Deborah does all the productions and commercials around town, and she also has a TV show.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, if you need to get a hold of me, you can reach us through my management, which is MadisonJonesGroup.com. That's Madison with a Z.
Awesome.
So if you need to get a hold of us at the office, that's the best way. So it's MadisonJonesGroup.com.
You're doing wonderful things over there, too.
Thank you so much.
Should we play their commercial, too?
Yes, we'll do that right now. We're going to switch headsets, and we're going to be right back. We have, Ellen's going to sing in just about 10 minutes, because we also have another VIP guest in the house that drove all the way over from Pinellas County, which is, we are in Pinellas County. Let's play CVF Productions. We'll be right back.
At CVF Productions, you can do it all. Sing, dance, act, learn to play an instrument, rehearse and record. We are a complete audio and video recording studio where you can rehearse and record your music, create a music video or demo reel. We can live stream any event on the web. We also offer performing arts classes, including acting, dance, stage presence, voice and music lessons. Visit us at CVFProductions.com or call us at 727-242-6092. At CVF, we make your talent shine.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
If you want to know what Hollywood Connections is all about, go to hollywoodconnections.biz. That will tell you what I do. I help connect you to the right people in the entertainment industry, from agents, producers, casting directors, and so much more. We don't promise anything. I only open the door of opportunity to help you. And you also, if you're a singer, you model, you act, you dance, please go to HollywoodConnections.biz and please send me some information and we'll get you connected to the auditions. Now, if you're watching me live on Twitter or any of the other areas, we will also take singers worldwide. And we're looking to get syndicated. We've got some other people that want to take this to a TV show. So, Peter, we're excited about that as well. And we have someone that wants me on 5 days a week. So we'll
sounds see. Good.
Praise God on that one. So let's introduce this amazing lady that I met at the Largo's Got Talent search on a last minute. And you are?
My name is Tiffany Ubley. I'm the reigning Mrs. Pinellas County, United States.
Right.
And I will be vying for the title of Mrs. Florida, United States in Flagler Beach this April.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, if it's my year, if God blesses me, I'll head to Mrs. United States. And they've just moved it from Las Vegas to right here in Orlando.
Really?
Yes, I'm super excited.
When are the Nationals?
Nationals in July.
And this July?
This July.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm super
very
excited.
Cool.
Are they still looking for judges?
I do not know. That would be probably a question for the national director.
Okay, I hope she's watching. What's her name?
Yeah.
There's a couple national directors. There's two because they have age divisions from preteen all the way up to misses.
Wow.
And every age in between. They really celebrate the accomplishments of young ladies and women at all stages of life. So it's a really good organization to be involved with. I'm so blessed and honored to be representing Pinellas County. I'm born and raised here. So
wow.
I think we would be interested in judging that, right, Dawn?
Yeah. You know, I judge. I actually wrote for Pageantry Magazine. You don't know a little bit my pageant background. I've been judging for almost 40 years. And I hold the title of, well, there goes my Twitter account. Just got kicked off of Facebook. No, actually not really. I played a song at an audition.
Yes, really.
They said, they're like blocking me for a day. It's like, shame on you. So anyways, so I hold the title of Florida's Tourism. And so I'm going to be running the tourism pageant next year for Florida.
That's awesome.
And so we'll have you as judging as well.
It.
So we're
actually
excited.
Dawn and I are pairing up.
We are, and we're running the Miss Showbiz pageant.
We're doing
as
the
well.
Showbiz pageant this summer, and then we're going to do the World Tourism in February next year.
And then show your sash, Madeline, because she's one of our new reporters, and this is what I do. I have beauty queens all over the world that are reporters for me, and it's a different concept.
Madeline's done a lot of pageants. She's been in several different systems. One of them's actually out of New York, American Nation, and then she was a part of Miss
so
Heart
got,
of the
you got
USA.
A pageant team here.
I love it. I love it.
And I was also the reigning Ms. Florida American Nation.
That's awesome. You know, I think pageants celebrate the diversity of women and young women, and it's a great self-esteem, confidence booster. And the reason why I compete is I use it as a way to get involved in the community.
Right.
The Mrs. Florida United States system and the Ms. Florida and Ms. Florida Woman, because there's three divisions that the director, Pam Balter, runs, really promotes the pageant. She calls it the pageant with a purpose, because she really encourages her title holders to get out and make a difference within their communities and the state and on a national level. So that's really why I compete.
Yeah, exactly. Madeline and I did it together mainly just to do the Big Sister, Little Sister program. And we had a lot of fun.
I'm trying to get my mom to compete. I've been competing for 15 years, so I'm dying to do a mother-daughter with her so she can see what it's like from my point of view.
We had a lot of fun.
I love it.
Well, you know what I tell a lot of my ladies and girls, you know, sometimes they'll get their title, they audition for it, and they do something totally different from me, and they go out, and it does change. Now, I've taken my titles off of people on the red carpet, and the mother, my Miss Jamaica, one time, the mother's like, oh my God, what are you doing? And I'm like, watch what I'm going to do, because my background is broadcast and journalism, and I took her sash and crown off, and she interviewed, but I want to tell you, when I put that sash and crown back on her on the red carpet, she became the celebrity.
Of course.
Because there's a platform, and these women out there, and you know my beauty queens, you know who you are, you're not doing anything, you know, and they're waiting for things to happen. You are an amazing role model example. That's why I have you here, because number one, you have a platform. And what is your platform?
My platform is human trafficking. I work closely with an organization in Jacksonville called Rethreaded, who provides job training and help for victims of sex trafficking.
Wow. Now, what made you use that for a platform?
It was something that I actually kind of stumbled upon. I held the title of Mrs. Florida International, and it's a very platform-based system. And I, having been a victim of bullying, was watching a CNBC, MSNBC, it's been a couple of years, can't recall which news station it was on, talking about human trafficking and how most of their victims have self-esteem or were victims of bullying. And I saw myself possibly could have been
Wow.
A human trafficking victim, especially with social media the way it is today.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of regulations. It's very easy to catfish somebody, and they're preying on vulnerable youth. So it's something that I decided that I needed to be a part of. Mm-hmm. I needed to get out there and raise awareness, advocate, and just help people have a better understanding of what it is. And I'm constantly asked, what's the difference between prostitution and human trafficking? What is human trafficking? There are different layers of human trafficking. So if I can just educate one person to where they can spot something,
right.
And you know, I work for the Department of Homeland Security at TSA, and our motto is see something, say something. Mm-hmm. That same concept with human trafficking, the law enforcement agencies can only do so much. The general public is going to be first and foremost the best way to combat human trafficking.
Wow. What an amazing role model you are. And, you know, that I give you the kudos for that, because how did you decide to MC a local Largo? Because there's so many things that you can be doing with your title. Are you searching every day? This
Google.
Is for all you ladies out there in all different pageant systems that want to say, okay, I won this national title. Now what do I do with it?
You have to work it. I Google.
There you go.
I Google local events. I try to find events that work with my work schedule. I do appearances before and after work.
Right.
I basically dug bats over at Largo Got Talent, the beautiful Largo Community Center.
I know.
I found it on Facebook, Google. I Googled local events, and I called him.
That's basically what you do, is you just go to a local event.
Exactly. Yep. And it's yes or no. It's a 50-50 chance. Yep. And, you know, most 9 times out of the 10, they're going to want.
Say yes.
You know, these open doors, crowns and banners, really, and they bring a lot more of eyes and ears, you know, and Mick and I and our friend Mike DaCosta with Heck Networking, we're going to be organizing an event in April, Stitches for Freedom. It's going to be at the Sunset Point Cinema
and
Grill.
Thank you for saying that, right?
And it's going to be benefiting ReThreaded. Mm-hmm. They're a 501(c). We're excited. We're also going to do a t-shirt drive with them. So if you've got old t-shirts that are just sitting around clogging up closet space, you know, those spring cleaning, we'll take them because ReThreaded repurposes them.
That's cool.
And it's a really neat group. If you have time, ReThreaded.com. They are just wonderful people, really giving back to people who have gone through a lot in their lives.
Amazing. You know, and that's so important with anybody out there to get in your community and get involved. And we just thank you for that as well. Also, too, is I have some things that I have to give a shout out to because we have, are you a General Hospital fan by chance? Anybody out there?
I'm at work during
We all know I am.
I know you are. You met Donald Turner last time.
Yes.
I know. So
And I'm kind of excited about trying to get him to come over to Mad's Fashion in October.
I know. Well, Patty is putting an event together with Michael Easton and Kathleen, is it Gotti? And it will be Saturday, April 8th, and it's a meet and greet, and it's at 12:15, and the doors open at 11:30. There's a cocktail party from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and if you go to soap, this.ticketleap.com, it will be at the Feather Sound Country Club. Now, I was there with the 3 soap opera stars as well. I don't have time. I used to watch The Young Restless when my kids were little, when I used to iron.
You were Y&R, right?
Yeah, Young and you know, when I used to iron, remember?
Yeah. What is an iron?
Yeah.
Is it a steamer now or the dryer?
Right? I was going to say you turn the shower on real, real hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Pageant trick right there.
Yeah. I know. What was you saying, Peter?
We got a commercial for it. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's go for it.
This is Patty Warinsky from Soap This, and I'm here to promote our next soap opera event with 2 actors from General Hospital, Michael Easton and Kathleen Gotti. For more information, call 727-210-5143 or go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is April 8th. At the Feather Sound Country Club. Again, the number is 727-210-5143 or go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. And the event is April 8th at the Feather Sound Country Club with Michael Easton and Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital.
And so that's super cool. And we have a contest. If you write a letter, the best letter will get to go. It's a $350 value. And why do you want to meet the soap opera star? And you won last time, Ellen.
I did.
Yeah.
I took my time on my letter, too, because I grew up
deep.
With soap, every soap opera on my television set. Like, we just had, you know, everything all set up to watch it. And if we weren't home, we recorded it on our DVR. So.
Yeah.
That's how addicted I am to soap opera.
We also have something
it's
really exciting. Oh, I have to tell you this. All Dallas fans here in Dallas, we have Dallas Heat. There's going to be three
Actually, do you know who these people are from The Young Restless?
Well, I see Donnell.
Oh, there we go. And Donnell Turner. And
who's that?
That's going to be Saturday and Sunday, June 24th and 25th. You want to read the rest of that? Because I don't have my glasses on.
We got Eric Martzoff, Daniel Goddard, and Donnell Turner.
And this is going to be another one, too. And that's coming up June 24th and 25th. Who wants to go to Dallas with me? I'll explain that soon. And then also, we also have a trivia question that was on last week's show. And that's another $350 value. You have to answer the three trivia questions to meet these hunky soap opera stars. But I'm happily married, and I love my husband, Bert. He's listening.
Wasn't his birthday the other day? I think I saw
it. No, it was their anniversary.
Your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. You know what he did? My husband, he went to Splash Harbor. Have you been there yet? Indian Rocks Beach? Oh, that's The Young and Restless.
Well, you're going.
Oh, that's a soap. Keep it going.
Everybody's going.
It sounds like my own soap list. Yeah, I have my own soap list.
Sands through the hourglass. Yeah, right? These are the days of our lives.
Gosh. And Dawn's.
Well, these are the days of Dawn's
lives.
These
are Dawn's lives.
As the world turns.
We're having
brought
fun.
To you by Downey.
I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
So keep that music going. So anyways, my husband decided to surprise me. So I'm going around the Lazy River, and I'm showing a little video, and he says, hey, honey, come here.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I come out, and he gives me a, here's your $199 pass for the year, because he knows I kind of hurt my knee, and, you know, and so I'm going around. So I've been there like 3 days in a row now, you know, just going down the Lazy River for like 2 hours. He goes, where are you going? I'm like, water aerobics.
Basically, that's what that is.
Right? It really is.
Very relaxing.
I teach water aerobics, and basically that's what that is.
It is called the Lazy River. Hopefully it is relaxing.
And they have slides, and, you know, Peter, you have to go. It's like only 3 feet, but, you know, you can just jump through the waves and have fun, and Jimmy Buffett music and the Beach Boys. And
sounds fun.
Rock and roll music.
Gotta get some time off.
I know.
Right? Exactly. That's the hard part.
Who's your boss? Who do we have to talk to get you some time off?
Oh, don't start now. Don't start.
Well, that is the soap opera life of Dawn Reese.
That's hilarious.
Sands through the hourglass. These are the Dawn Reese times.
But you know what? Keep it on, Peter. One more thing I gotta tell you.
Sure.
So this is really funny.
Dun,
so,
dun, dun.
But he wakes up this morning. He goes, so where are you going? And I went to my happy place. And he goes, what? A big grin on my face. Splash Harbor. And I can tell you, if you find your passion, that's part of my happy place. And plus Disney has pass holders, plus our sailboat. So, I mean, God is good. I'm very content. You know, I mean, it's waited a long time for a man like this, you know. And yeah, our 1 year anniversary. And I gave him a captain's chair for the sailboat, Peter.
Nice. Good job. Way to go.
Is that to go along with the ladder?
Yeah, add the ladder. Yes, she was on the sailboat last week.
Yeah, the ladder.
Oh, you didn't like the ladder?
Madeline had a hard time getting into the boat. But
well, guess what? It's better than nothing because you would have been still swimming.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, a sailboat ride. Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Lots of fun.
So anyways, we have about 10 minutes left, and I know we want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Facebook. Dawn, for having me. My Facebook is Mrs. Pinellas County, United States, 2017, right. Tiffany Ubley, and then the Stitches for Freedom event, if you Google or Facebook Stitches for Freedom 2017, it's Stitches for Freedom Night Out is the actual name of the event. Right. It's April 4th from 5 to 8 at Sunset Point Cinema in Grell. We're going to have auction, silent auction. We've been blessed with some tickets to the Florida Aquarium. Nick Beam and Glass Art has donated a custom art piece. So it's going to be a really, really cool event benefiting a really great organization.
Wow. Wow. That is Mrs. Pinellas County. You heard it all. You beauty queens out there, do what she's doing.
And there's still time to enter. So anybody out there between 20 and up, married, married for Mrs., single moms, divorcees, widows, we've got there's something for everybody with the Florida United States pageant.
All right, there you go. That takes you, you know, I mean, she's got it. She's already in shape. She's ready to go. How many days a week, real quick, do you work out?
I don't. I stand on my feet a lot. So, I mean, I do watch what I eat, and I do take care of myself so that I can do what I do. So
there the most go. Important factor is diet. People say, oh, what do you work out? Well, yeah, you can work out all day long, but if you don't have a good diet, it's never going to work out. So you have a great diet.
But I'm not going to lie. I do have a Panera pastry in my bag. bag right now.
That's all right.
Not going to lie.
You have one cheat day.
You deserve
That's all
it.
You did.
Exactly.
One cheat day.
We'll say one. Okay. We won't go like 6 days a week. It's there. You know, you've got to have those joys in life.
Well, you hide it pretty well. You do.
Thank you.
You look pretty good.
You know, spanks are a great thing.
Yes. There you go.
No, kidding.
We wish you much success, and we'll keep you on our pageant
Thank
list for
very
judging
much,
as well. Now, let's go. You're going to sing something. I'm going to bring Creed in.
I want to talk about it a little
right
bit.
Right back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn this over so everybody can see you.
Oh, hi.
All right, you're live on the air, Peter. And what song are you going to sing, Ellen?
I'm actually going to sing a Meghan Trainor song because Dawn liked this song. I sang it at Mad's Fashion Fundraiser last month.
That's right.
I usually sing Christian folk music or country music, but this is still along the lines of Christian music. So here we go. That sexy thing I see over there, that's me standing in the mirror. What's that icy thing hanging round my neck? That's gold. Show me some respect. I thank God every day I woke up feeling this way, and I can't help loving myself, and I don't need nobody else. No, if I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. Wanna be me too. I walk in like a dime piece. I go straight to VIP. I never pay for my drinks. My entourage behind me. My life's a movie, Tom Cruise. Bless me, baby, achoo. Even if they try to, they can't do it like I do. I thank God every day I woke up feeling this way, and I can't help loving myself, and I don't need nobody else. No, if I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. Wanna be me too. Turn the bass up. Turn the bass up. Turn the bass up. Let's go. I thank God every day that I woke up feeling this way, and I can't help loving myself, and I don't need nobody else. No. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me. Hey, yeah. Hey. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. Wanna be me too. Wanna be me too.
All right.
Hey.
Creed Warner is out there. He's going to come in. He's actually hearing you, and she's already been to the studios of Creed Warner, Glory Sound Studios. And what did you think? Could you hear her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nice job. Very nice job.
Very cool.
I went outside to listen. No, I'm just kidding.
I bet you did.
I'm just kidding. No, it was actually really good.
Thanks.
Really good. I could hear it.
Thank you. I just want to float down the lazy river on that one and jump. That's cool. Now, let me introduce. We have only 6 minutes left, and we had met through a Mick, which is so funny because he told me to add her. And this is how it all happened. And I was like, and then we talked, and then introduce yourself.
I'm Terry Oberly. I'm here to bring contests to the radio station. Mm-hmm. We are at TampaBayContest.com. We have tickets to Toby Keith, Metallica, Epcot, Universal Studios, Faith Hill, Roscoe Flats. There's a car, the Mardi Gras, Green Day, lots of contests. And I want to start having this station have contests with us. And we can all hook together. So any pizza parlors, any sandwich shops want to hook up and give something away to get likes and stuff on Facebook and Twitter,
Well, you were telling me, really impressed, you know, how many likes do you have on Facebook?
On Facebook, I'm only up to like 1,300, but in Twitter last month, I had 170,000.
Wow. Amazing. Wow. Now, yeah. I don't think I have that many. I only have 71 views right now.
She said Metallica, so I got she got my attention.
Yeah, you just go and enter. There's no spam. I search all day long for contests in the Tampa Bay area and put it out there, and you have just as much chance as anybody else to enter. It's TampaBayContest.com. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. It's Tampa Bay Contests and Discounts. Twitter, follow me on Twitter. I'm posting constantly. Everything's free, no spam, nobody's going to call you, they don't care. If there's a contest out there, I'll find it and I'll post it. And if you want to have a contest to get people to come to your pizza parlor or whatever, hit me up on there. I'll put a contest out, and I got lots of followers, so we can work together. I want to bring small places all together to give giveaways out. And
I have a question, because we're going to have Madeline close the show with a song, and she's our new Miss Preteen Florida reporter, and that's what I do. I make the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo and Princesses, but it's audition only. It's a different kind of pageant system. They're reporters for me on the red carpet. But how many contests have you won, and what have you won?
In the past month, I've hit over $6,000 worth. I'm going to Los Angeles for the Walking Dead experience. Last month, I won 4 year-round passes to Universal Studios, a Blue Man Group. I won a cruise to Mexico. Wow. My TV, I won. Computer, I won. I'm lucky, man.
I want a car, vacation, something.
But I want to share it with people, and I want small places to be able to give away something so other people can find it. I want to be the hub for the contest in our local area. So when you come and find me, you'll be finding anybody that's giving away anything for free. If you got something free you want to give away so people will find you, TampaBayContest.com. Find me on Facebook is where I'm most active, and it's Tampa Bay Contests and Discounts. So hit me up there and follow me and enter and give away something.
This wouldn't have happened if I didn't meet Mick. You know what I'm saying over there? And he's like, wow. And we have like 3 minutes left. I want to thank everybody for being here. If you can kind of swing that microphone over to Creed
and
Warner.
You know, we had a lot of fun being here tonight, too, by the way.
Thank you for co-hosting with me. Creed Warner, thank you. Glory Sound Studios.
You,
I'll be there soon to learn my guitar. I mean, I do have the DVDs, you know, from Keith Urban, because I did cast for HSN for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we saw you on there, Dawn.
I know. I could strum. I was strumming.
There you go. That's a start.
Yeah. Any last words real quick?
No, just be looking for the new song that's coming out, which will be released to Billboard stations next month. The song is Just As I Am. If you want to contact us or have us in at your church fair festival date, you can reach us through the management group, which is MadisonJones.com. Mm-hmm. That's Madison with a Z. You can also reach out and get that information through CreedWarner.com.
That's right. And Ellen, thank you for being here. And did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
And Ellen had fun too.
Good. She's going to close it out in the last minute with a song. And David, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. It was a joy being here. Thank you very much, everybody.
Woo! Awesome. And go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Really see what we do and see what I do to help connect talent around the world. And I'm looking for reporters worldwide. And I've got an offer to go 5 days a week on my show as well as a TV show. So who knows what's going to happen is that we may tape it over at your place as well.
There we go.
I know.
There
I love
you
your studio.
So here's a song from Madeline. She learned in chorus because she's in chorus now at school, right?
Right.
Yes.
And go to cvfproductions.com. Sign up for your talent shows and searches that we have.
Really something good. Oh, if I could.